2005 is proving to be one of the most anxious years for individual investors. Last week was the worst trading week since August of 2004, and this week, on Wednesday, stocks fell to their lowest point this year. Friday was another down day. But we put our stock in our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, the new business columnist for the New York Times, who joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
What's at the heart of the stock market slide?
The market is schizophrenic right now, Scott. For a long time this year, the primary fear was inflation, fueled primarily by, you know, these ridiculously high oil prices. Oil was hitting, you know, $48, $50, $52, $54, $56 a barrel, and it was, investors were worried about the Fed and how it was going to react and interest rates going up and inflation itself. Then, within the last week and a half or so, we got into earnings season. And what's the first thing that happens in earnings season? IBM reports terrible numbers. GM has a gigantic loss. Ford has a huge loss. Immediately, the concern goes from inflation to what's going on with the economy. Is it not growing well enough or fast enough? And the market starts to tumble on those fears.
At the same time, some Fortune 500 companies had strong first quarter earnings, didn't they? Intel, Caterpillar?
Absolutely. The Intel one was actually quite a surprise because it followed on the heels of IBM's poor numbers, and one would think that technology companies move in lockstep, and that's not always the case. You know, earnings are becoming more a sort of, in this particular economy, at this particular moment in time, some individual companies are doing well, some individual companies are doing poorly, and it kind of has a little less than it normally does to, you know, generally all autos are doing well, generally all airlines are doing poorly than is normal. So you had these bright spots this past week, which did help buoy the market.
What are some of the features that could begin to change the economic picture?
You know, I still think oil prices are really the key to everything. And, you know, we're not used to $56 a barrel oil. We're kind of more used to $30 and $25 a barrel. That seems the more normal situation. You know, the question of whether the Feds raise interest rates slowly or quickly is an important factor. If they feel like they have to speed up raising interest rates quickly, that has a potentially depressing effect on the economy as well.
The fact that President Bush is now campaigning for private Social Security investment accounts to be created, is this campaign much encouraged by what's happening in the stock market now?
I think the Social Security plan is in trouble for a lot of reasons, but certainly every time the market goes down 200 points in a day, that doesn't help.
It's irresistible to check the market literally from moment to moment when you see the crawl under the screen. And I'm wondering how you see prices today fitting into a 10 or 5-year period.
Well, to me, it's pretty simple. Stock prices are still too high. And every time you have a period like this, I think what's actually happening is the market is trying to correct for what is still a pretty historically high period. It's a painful thing to say after all we've been through. But if you look at, for instance, tech stocks, and I'll give you the NASDAQ 100, that's the top 100 stocks in NASDAQ. Their price earnings ratio, Scott, is still 43. And, you know, normal price earnings ratio is 20. The stocks are priced 2 times beyond what history says they ought to be priced at. I think that's the thing to keep in mind, and that's the most worrisome thing about the market is not inflation necessarily, it's not even earnings growth, is that people have not accepted the fact that stocks still have a ways to go down before they get to their, what I would call the norm. And I'm sorry to be the voice of doom here, as I so often am, but I do think that's where we're headed for the next long-term period.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, columnist for the New York Times, speaking from New York.